Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Delighted to have with me in the studio Peter McGrail. You might have seen yesterday some of the reports about his incredible win. First for the City as he took gold in Ukraine. Liverpool bantamweight at the European Championships. Good morning to you, Peter.
Morning, Steve. You all right?
What a story. Let's face it, a lot of people in the City haven't heard too much about you. Yesterday, people are reading about you and going, wow, this might be a big star of the future. Just give us a potted history of Peter McGrail.
Started boxing when I was 10.
Yeah.
Walked into the Eventhead Triangle Amateur Boxing Club. Just went down with me mates. There was six of us. We all one of them went, and he was on two of us all saying, "Come down and that, it's a laugh." You know what I mean? So I went down, and to this day, there's only two of us that are still involved with the club. One of them's a coach, Anthony Humphries, and then there's me, who's a boxer. Like
The bug straight away.
I just went down for a bit of fun, and I ended up fighting. I lost my first three fights, very first three fights when I was 11, and then entered national championships. And just started winning national titles and going around the world representing the country. And I thought, this is my life, you know what I mean? Boxing, it's what I want to do. I don't want to have to have a 9-to-5 job. I want boxing to be my job and the way I earn a living. And up to now, it's gone well, you know what I mean?
What a strange quirk of fate that you walked in there and all of a sudden you were doing that from the age of 10 years old. Now, on Saturday, you made a little piece of Merseyside boxing history.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Went to European Championships, of course, and I won gold. But the boxing, the city's known for boxing, producing good boxers. And out of all the professional boxers, world champions now, no one's ever won a gold medal at the European Championships. People have won medals. I think Stephen Smith won a bronze. I'm not sure whether anyone else has won medals. That's all I know off the top of my head. But no one's ever won a gold, and I'm just proud that it's me. And it's got the McGrail name on it.
So this was out in Ukraine?
Yeah,
so you're fresh back, are you?
Yeah, I only got back 2 days ago.
Right, so your head's still a little bit back to front. Tell us about the championship itself. Like, did you expect much heading into it?
I'd been sparring well. I'd put the work in, as you do anyway. And you'd have seeds in tournaments, number one seed, number two seed, number three seed. And that's just like people who've got, like, you get like points in boxing, people who've been to major tournaments before and they've had good medals. And the number one seed, he was a world bronze medalist at the last World Championships. And I beat him a few months ago in a tournament. So that gave me confidence to know that I weren't seeded at the tournament because I've been to no majors as a senior. But knowing that I'd already beat the number one seed before the tournament had started, that gave me a lot of confidence. And I'd beat a few kids there that was at my weight. So in the back of my mind, I always knew I had it in me to win the gold medal there. But once it happened, it felt unreal.
Unbelievable. Who did you fight in the final?
I boxed Ukraine in the final. But my tournament that I was speaking about then, a few months before, I drew the Romanian in Romania in the final. And I lost on a split decision, 3 judges to 2. And I was just thinking in my head, once I got to Ukraine in the final, I was thinking, no way is he beating me in his hometown again. I'm not losing to the home fighter, no way. That gold medal's coming home with me.
How does it pan out on the amateur scene? How many rounds do you do?
You do three rounds, three threes, and you could fight 2 days in a row, you could fight 3 days in a row. It just depending on when your weight's fighting and you weigh in every morning. Yeah, just boss experience.
Is that a struggle? What weighing in?
No, not necessarily. I've just got to diet. You know what I mean? If I don't diet, then it's a struggle. But then if I diet, then it's sound. But no one likes to diet. You know what I mean? But it's got to be done. Otherwise, if you don't do it and you struggle with your weight, and you get out of the ring, and 2 kilograms overweight, and you've got to make 56 kilos again for the next morning. So you've got to get yourself in hot baths. You've got to train in that. Whereas if you're dieting weeks out, you won't get out the ring that much overweight because you won't put that much weight on because you've brought your weight down gradually.
It's funny, you came in here and you said, "Oh, put a bit of weight on me face."
I've got a
couple of days of it. Yeah. There's nothing on you, pal. There's absolutely nothing on you. 56 kilos is how much in stones?
I think it's about round 9 stone. I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Right.
Like in the amateurs, you work it out in kilos. In the pros, it's more about pounds and stone. So when I turn pro, that's when I'll start to learn about pounds and stones. But at the minute, all those amateurs, we just work in kilos.
So standard flat racing jockey sort of size are, aren't you? Incredible achievement, bantamweight this. And you've got such a team back here supporting you as well. We had quite a few messages in yesterday from the people around you who've understood how hard you've worked for this?
Yeah, they have. I've come home and I didn't know there was going to be such a big fuss. I've got all people from the radio getting in touch. Yeah. I had BBC, the news coming to the gym yesterday, and all my family and the friends and that, and just everyone's buzzing and made up, and I just couldn't believe the fuss that's been going on around it.
Everton season ticket holder, you and Tony Bellew, eh? You're following in Tony's footsteps.
Yeah, that's
is the that
plan.
The dream? Is that the long-term dream?
That is the dream. I was saying the other day when he come out in Goodison Park, I was saying that must have been the best feeling ever. He's followed Everton since he was a kid. Been going to Goodison Park since he was a kid. And one day when I turned pro after Tokyo, a few more years down the line, when I'm fighting for world titles, then why not? Why can't I sell out Goodison?
Did you go to that night? Tony Fulton.
Brilliant.
So it sort of gave you a taste.
Yeah.
Maybe even just a little dream to hang on to there.
Bosh. Brilliant. Bosh night.
I wonder how many years it'll be before you do that. So obviously, as you've said then, the idea is stay with the amateur status. You're 21 years old, stay with the amateur status until at least the Olympics, which is 2020 in Tokyo. Yeah. But there's plenty to occupy you between now and then.
Yeah, you've got a thing called World Series Boxing. That's every year this season. You have World Championships, there'll be another European Championships. We've got the Commonwealth Games next year out in Australia, and then eventually Tokyo 2020. So the experience that I'm going to be getting over the next 3 years up until the Olympics is going to be amazing, know what I mean? I'm going to be going around the world, fighting the best in the world, improving as a fighter. And when you're on Team GB Boxing, the amount of places that you travel to, whether it's fighting, training camps, it's just amazing. I'm seeing the world and I'm doing what I love doing.
It's a dream, isn't it?
Exactly.
Is there a right time to change from amateur to professional? We've seen it with Anthony Fowler, who's had two pro fights now, and he's in his mid-20s.
Yeah.
So it's worked for him at the correct time. Mm. Have you had to sort of take a lot of people's opinions and advice on this?
Well, it just depends what you've got on the table, know what I mean? People who are amateur, they might not get on the Team GB. So it's whether you're going to wait around and just keep waiting every year, because you go to the ABAs, that's how you sort of get on the squad. You win the ABAs and then you'll get a trial. But if you don't get on the GB squad, then you could be 20. And instead of waiting around, not getting paid, you know what I mean? Like, you get funding when you're on Team GB, then you can turn professional. And some people, there's probably world champions now who turn professional when they were 19 or 20. But I just think I've got an opportunity to go to an Olympic Games, get the experience of an Olympic Games behind me before I turn professional, build my profile, and then turn professional. I just think it would work out better for me.
Is that the big draw, Olympic Games? I know you mentioned all those other things, but at the end of the day, at the end of the road, is it the idea of fighting at an Olympics?
Yeah, it's like the pinnacle of the amateur boxing, do you know what I mean? The Olympic Games, everyone around the world watches it. It's all over the telly. The profile, it builds your profile a lot, and you're fighting the best in the world. And if you go to them Olympics and get a medal, and to turn over to professional ranks, you've got a lot behind you, do you know what I mean? You're well known around the world.
Where do you train out of?
I train out of Everton Head Triangle Amateur Boxing Club.
You've always stayed loyal to their works for you?
Worked in there since I was 10, and the coaches in there, they're like my second parents. Got Paul Stevenson, Mick Stevenson, my dad's a coach in there, Peter McGrail.
Was your dad a boxing coach before you even stuck your head through the door?
No. He boxed years ago.
Right.
But when I was saying before, me and my six friends, and the two to this day that are still there, our dads were taking us down week in, week out, and then they've both ended up coaches in there. You know what I mean? So it's a proper close-knit gym. It's just a laugh when you go in there. But you got Anthony Humphries, who's a coach now, Peter Humphries, got Kayleigh Hayes, Chris Williams. Just scared in case you miss anyone off. But everyone who's a coach there is always got Norman Search. Everyone's helped me to get where I am now, and I wouldn't be there if it weren't for them, know what I mean?
This massive support network that goes around you.
Yeah.
In a city that's absolutely booming for boxing at the moment.
Round by Everton Hills, by our gym, there's like, within like a 2 mile radius, you've got like 5 boxing gyms. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just glad to be putting our gym on the map. It's happy.
Does there exist a sort of a ranking system in that amateur level now then? And where are you in the bantamweight rankings?
Like in the world, see, the Europeans, that was my first major. I've been to Youth Olympics and Youth Worlds,
yeah,
but that's as a youth. So So that's just like a certain age category. I got a bronze medal at the youth level, but this is my first tournament as a senior. So I'm number one in Europe now, and then we've got the World Championships in August, and then that'll be when the new rankings come out. So I'm just going to say my hardest.
So still a fair bit of work to do to sort of get to where you want to be amateur-wise.
Mm-hmm. Like that's why I'm just surprised of how big a fuss there's been. Like, I feel like this is only just the start, you know what I mean? So in many years to come, then people are going to be making even more of a fuss.
Have you watched back your fight from the weekend?
Yeah, watched it a few times.
Yeah, you're happy with it?
Yeah, made up. I watched it with my coach in the gym, and we go through it. And just, it was at the end when he lifted my hand up and that, it was like it all happened again, and we were like, yes.
What a buzz that must be. Yeah. Where's the gold medal?
It's here, I've got it here.
Oh, let's have a look. He's got it stuffed in his pocket. He should be wearing that.
I know.
A little bit of pride. Let's see.
Yeah,
brilliant. Nice square gold medal.
Boss,
oh, wow. It's quite heavy, isn't it?
I know.
So, EUBC, it says on the front, 56 kilograms.
Looks like a number 7, that, though, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Oh, Kenny Dalglish, shoe swapping allegiance. what a great medal that is. June the 16th to 24th, European Boxing Championships. First of many, I'm sure, for you, Peter.
First of
many.
Absolutely
superb. Lovely, lovely story. And you know, within 4 years, I certainly hope you achieve the dream and, you know, pass that Olympic test.
Sound.
And I'm sure we'll follow you all the way there. Yeah. Who are your boxing heroes, by the way? At your sort of weight, or?
I got asked this the other day. Off someone, and my brother told me, my brother's had a few fights, and he told me to
him.
Next time I get asked, make sure that you say, oh, it's me, my older brother.
But it's not.
Nah, it's not, but I'll let him think that it is.
Come on, anyone?
I've got I'm a southpaw, I'm left-handed. Yeah. I've always watched Manny Pacquiao and Vasyl Lomachenko. Like, Pacquiao's got brilliant feet, and good, and Lomachenko's got brilliant head movements and uses his angle as well, so try to mix them in together and make a Peter McGrail style.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.